This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Wilhelmina Lafitte in Bonn. In Russia, tens of thousands of people have been taking part in protests against Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and the results of parliamentary elections there 3 weeks ago, which they insist were faked. Police say almost 30,000 people demonstrated in Moscow. The opposition claims 100,000 are taking part. It's the second major protest in 2 weeks. Activists say the ruling United Russia Party received between 30 and 35% of the vote, much less than official results, and are calling for new elections. Protests were also held in St. Petersburg and other major cities. Putin wants to become Russian president in March next year. This would give him a third term. Current President Dmitry Medvedev would take on the post of prime minister. Forces loyal to Yemen's embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh have shot dead at least 8 protesters and wounded dozens more in the capital, Sana'a. Government troops used tear gas and water cannon against thousands of marchers. The violence came as 100,000 demonstrators concluded a 4-day march from the city of Taiz to Sana'a. They were demanding that President Saleh be put on trial. In the Syrian capital Damascus, thousands of people turned out for prayers in memory of the 44 people killed by suicide bombers on Friday. The Assad regime says Al-Qaeda was to blame for the dual blasts. Opposition activists say the regime itself was behind the attack. Observers say Friday's suicide bombings signal a new phase in the violence in the country since the revolt began earlier this year. The Arab League is sending 50 monitors to Syria on Monday. The task is to monitor the implementation of a peace deal intended to end the violence. An advance team is already in the country, but Friday's blast could make that task more difficult. Iran's navy has started a major exercise in international waters that control access to the Gulf. Ships and submarines are taking part in a 10-day drill in the Strait of Hormuz, a passageway used by about a third of the world's oil tanker traffic. The show of strength comes as Iran faces increasing international criticism of its nuclear program. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. Cuba's announced one of the biggest amnesties in its history. The communist country's leader, Raul Castro, set almost 3,000 prisoners, including 86 foreigners from 25 nations, would be freed in the coming days.
Consejo de Estado. The Council of State, in a humanitarian and sovereign gesture, agreed to pardon more than 2,900 convicts.
The amnesty comes ahead of a visit to Cuba in spring by Pope Benedict XVI. Many of the prisoners to be released are over 60, ill women or young people without a previous criminal record. In response to rumours that Cuba would relax travel restrictions on its citizens, Castro said that despite a year of economic reforms, the time was not right to allow most Cubans to travel outside the country. In Nigeria, violence between security forces and Islamists has claimed at least 61 lives in the northern cities of Damaturu and Maiduguri. Most of the casualties were members of the Boko Haram sect. The sect wants to impose Islamic Sharia law across Nigeria and has been blamed for numerous shootings and bombings, including a spate of attacks in the past few weeks. Some 65 people were killed in an attack blamed on the group in Damaturu last month. The Islamists also struck the capital Abuja twice this year, including a suicide car bomb attack against the UN headquarters that killed 26 people. And Johannes Heesters, the oldest active entertainer in the world, has died at the age of 108. Heesters took ill Saturday a week ago and has been in intensive care ever since. Born in the Netherlands, the actor and singer enjoyed a 90-year career and was much loved across the German-speaking world. He acted in numerous films during the Nazi era. In his homeland, the Netherlands, many never forgave him for that. I'm Wilhelmina Lafitte, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.